السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة. رواه الترمذي. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has granted us this beautiful deen of Islam. We are so fortunate, my brothers and sisters, we don't even think and ponder on it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us everything in best form. Our Nabi, to whom we follow, is Sayyidul Mursaleen, Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Imamul Anbiya. The kitab for our guidance, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed upon our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Holy Quran, Quran Majid, is the best of the book, Kalamullah. But we don't appreciate it. We take it for granted. We don't think. Most of us, our lives are empty from this great amal of Durus Sharif, to be honest. Truly think and ponder how many of us have this habit to at least recite Durus Sharif in the morning 100 times and in the evening 100 times, punctually, every single day. Think. I don't think, illa mashallah, if anyone is punctual on this great amal. And look at the favors and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, and the mercy and blessings of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon us. How much he loved and cared and worried about this ummah that no other Nabi or Prophet had that much of concern and worried about this ummah, about his own ummah. In one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked that every Nabi and Rasul has been granted one special dua by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this promise that, O Nabi or Rasul, if you make dua one in your lifetime, whatever you ask, I will grant you, I will not reject that dua. Mustajabud dua. The dua which accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no doubt about it. So every Nabi and Prophet in his lifetime used and utilized that dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them whatever they asked for. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in that I also have been granted that dua. So Sahaba curiously asked, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, did you use that dua for us? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no. I did not use that dua for this dunya. I kept it. I reserve it for hereafter. And I will use that dua for you people on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, which we need the most. Look at the intellect of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He never used the dua in this dunya. All other prophets, they used it. Except our Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I say, I'm going to use it the most severe time when my ummah will be suffering and everyone will be nafsi, nafsi. To when the Anbiya alayhi salam will have this situation, this condition, very horrible situation, that everyone will be worried about himself. Nuh alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, you name a big Nabi, Ulul Azm. They all have concern and worry about themselves. No one else. At that time, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam utilized that dua for us, my brothers and sisters. In one of the hadith, look at the love and concern of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for us. In one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, close meeting, that Jibreel alayhi salam came to me by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and offer me two things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to forgive half of your ummah, 50%, half of your ummah, and they will go into paradise with you. Half of the ummah, 50%, no question will be asked, and they will be granted paradise because of your mercy. Are you happy with that? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, what is the other option? Because he was worried about the rest of the half. Okay, my half of the ummah will go to paradise. What about my rest of the half? What will happen to them? No guarantee. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, what is the next option Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me? He said, Ya Rasulullah, if you don't accept the first option, 50% of the ummah will go into paradise. Second option is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you power to do the shafa'at on behalf of your ummah. Shafa'at, the power of the shafa'at. Intercede. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wisely accepted the second option. And he said to Jibreel alayhi salam, I like the second option. I want that power of the shafa, intercession on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. And he said, O Jibreel, I am telling you, be witness, I will not go in Jannah until my last ummati will be forgiven and will be granted the Jannah. Subhanallah. This is our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised in the Holy Quran all the prophets. You will see the chapters after chapters of Musa alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam, Shu'aib alayhi salam. Their work of da'wah. Allah praised them. Appreciate their work of da'wah. Their sacrifices. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not ask any ummati that, O ummat, I am doing this amal and you people also join with me. Except for our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ahzab, the verse 56 said, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Verily, most definitely, certainly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the Arabic term, yusallun is muzari'. Muzari' means continuation. constantly, not one time. Every single moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His all pure angels are sending salutations upon our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yusalluna, continuously, day and night, without stopping. Oh, who you believe, you must also join in this great and blessed work of the amal of the Durood Sharif, and you also join in this regard, so you can benefit. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. What we say? When we hear the, it is wajib, when we hear the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at least we should say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The smallest Durood Sharif is sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What we say? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Right? The Durood Ibrahim which we read in the best of the Durood is Durood Ibrahim, which we read in the namaz, salat after tahiyyat. So that is the best Durood, chosen by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We say, oh Allah, you send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We give this task back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala telling us, commanding us, sallu ala nabi. We say, no, ya Rasulullah, no Allah, you send it. What is the logic? Allah, you know, your dad tell you to do this work. You say, no, my dad. You do it. You back to you. Allah Ta'ala telling us to do, makes then sense of Durood Sharif. We say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Oh Allah, you send Durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah explain why it's like that. They explain that Allah's, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's position is so high and lofty, we cannot understand, we cannot comprehend, we don't have ability to send durus upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the way is supposed to be sent. We don't have that particular words, we don't have that ability. So out of humbleness we say, ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not capable to send salutations and salam upon our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, you yourself please do it on our behalf. So this is our tawadhu, this is our humbleness, because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows and aware of the lofty position of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are not fit for that. So we are giving this task back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you know better how to send salutation. Please do it on our behalf. And look at, there is no other amal or act, you know, performed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't need, he's independent, he's ghani, right? He doesn't need to do any amal, any act. He doesn't need to perform salat or fast or do the tawaf or any other act of this dunya. He's malikul mulk, he's khalikul ardu wa samawat. Only amal he does out of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sending the salutations. Sending the salutations. And ulama explain by in this ayat, this is the great respect and honor and dignity to our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even better than Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Adam alayhi salam and blew the soul in his statue, then he woke up, he became alive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded all the angels, usjudu Adam, that O angels, you must bow down, prostrate in front of Adam alayhi salam. Command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَسَجَدَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّهُمْ أَجْمَعُونَ إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ Surah Al-Baqarah. all the angels immediately, without hesitation, without arguing, they all bowed down in front of Adam alayhi salam and prostrate in front of Adam alayhi salam out of respect and honor. Because Adam alayhi salam later on going to be Khalifatullah fil Ard, the governor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. So out of respect and honor, all the malaika, all the angels bow down. Illa Iblis, except Iblis. There's another story. But Allah Himself did this amal. He did not bow down in front of Adam alayhi salam with the malaika, with the angels. While angels were doing sujood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not doing that amal. He was not there. He was not participated in that amal of sujood for Adam alayhi salam. But here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willingly saying, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Myself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I am doing this amal. Regardless you people do it or not, you have time for it or not, I am doing, constantly doing, and my malaika also constantly engage in sending salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the time. If you want benefit, if you want respect, then you join in this amal. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. If you perform Durood Sharif, you will benefit upon it. Hadrat, one of the Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala said, we found Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the majlis and we could see on his face the sign of happiness. جَاءَ ذَاتَ يَوْمٍ وَالْبُشْرَى يُرَى فِي وَجْهِهِ فَقَالَ أَنَّهُ جَاءَنِي جِبْرِيلُ فَقَالَ أَمَا يُرْضِيكَ يَا مُحَمَّدُ أَلَّا يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكَ أَحَدٌ مِنْ أُمَّتِكَ إِلَّا صَلَّيْتُ عَلَيْهِ أَشْرَ وَلَا يُسَلِّمُ عَلَيْكَ أَحَدٌ مِنْ أُمَّتِكَ إِلَّا سَلَّمْتُ عَلَيْهِ أَشْرَ. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala noticed that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entering to the majlis and the sign of happiness was on his face, Mubarak face. And so he informed to the Sahaba, just Jibreel salam came to me and informed me that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are you not happy with this glad tiding that any of your ummati will send upon you one time Durood Sharif, in return I will send upon him 10 blessings. Another hadith, I will send upon him 10 blessings, forgive his 10 sins, and elevate his status in paradise 10 times. Another hadith, if your ummah is saying one time Durood Sharif, I'll send 100 blessings upon him. There is no limit, my brothers and sisters. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that on the Yawmul Qiyamah, that person will be close to me who is to send or more Durood Sharif upon me in his lifetime. The more person send Durood Sharif, he will be more closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the Yawmul Qiyamah. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, Inna lillahi malaikatan sayyahina yuballighuni an ummati as-salam. There are a group of angels, you know, moving around in the world, and wherever any ummati is saying Durood Sharif, they grab it and they present to me in my qabr. So there is no other amal, my brothers and sisters, that angels are appointed to take the notice and bring it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam except Durood Sharif. You pray tahajjud, yes, angel is going to write it down, but it's not going to bring that information to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are fasting Mondays and Thursdays, it's good for you, you will get the reward, but that information will not be presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his Mubarak grave that so and so is fasting for you. No. Only Durus Sharif is only amal that angels are appointed to bring immediately to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that anyone is reciting Durus Sharif upon me, an angel is presenting to him. That another hadith is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله وكل بقبري ملكا أعطاه أسماء الخلائق فلا يصلي علي أحد إلى يوم القيامة إلا أبلغني باسمه واسم أبيه هذا فلان بن فلان قد صلى عليك. Such a great honor, my brothers. It is said if your parents passed away and if you want to do a favor to your parents, recite Durus Sharif. Recite Durus Sharif. Because when you recite Durus Sharif, your Durus Sharif will be presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the name of your father. So your name of father will be mentioned by the Mubarak grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said that there is one angel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed by my grave, and he knows all the languages of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him ability to understand all the languages of the world. So whenever or wherever any person is reciting Durus Sharif, immediately the angel is informing to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so and so, son of so and so, has recited that many Durus Sharif upon you. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to him. Say, Assalamu alaikum. Rasulullah sallam reply, Wa alaikum salam. In one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned that man salla alayya in the qabri sami'tuhu wa man salla alayya na'iyan ubliktuhu. Aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whoever comes to me Madina Munawwara in Masjid Nabawi and by my grave, he stands by my grave and there he said Durus Sharif, he recited Durus Sharif, I listen to him personally from my grave. This is the mu'ajizah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden the earth to decompose the body of the any Nabi. All the Anbiya alayhi salam are alive in the grave and they are been fed. All the Anbiya alayhi salam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also, this is our aqidah, this is our faith, that he is alive in his Mubarak Qabr. And whenever any ummati goes nearby the Qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there he recite Durus Sharif, As-salatu as-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there he listens attentively and he replies back, Wa alaykum as-salam. What a honor, my brothers. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sending us Wa alaykum as-salam. And there are some incidents, I don't have time to go in detail. The Akabreen, the Shuyukh, they went to the Qabr of Mubarak sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they recited Durus Sharif upon him and they heard a voice came out from the grave. Wa alaykum as-salam. They heard it. Subhanallah. What a great honor, my brothers. So if you are there, if Allah grant you the ability to go over there for Umrah and Hajj, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will listen your salam personally. But if you say salam anywhere else, then there is an angel appointed by that he bring that message to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One more hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna min afjali ayyamikum yawm al-jum'a fa aksiru alayya min as-salati fihi fa inna salatakum ma'rudatun alayya." Aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Verily the Friday is the best of the day." Is the best of the day, is more virtuous day. So recite upon me Durus Sharif on Jummah, on the Friday, because your Salat, on your Salam, your Durus Sharif is presented to me and given to me in my grave. My brothers, there are so many benefits of reciting Durus Sharif. Your Dua will be accepted if you recite Durus Sharif. Before the Dua, whatever Dua you make, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. Whatever trouble, trials, you are going through, read Durus Sharif, and through the Durus Sharif, Allah will remove your all, fulfill your all hawaij and your needs and necessities, and remove all the obstacles in sickness, in disease, in whatever you need for this dunya and akhirah. The Durood Sharif is the tool. The Durood Sharif is the thing, sabab, which we can cover up our all the problems and anxieties and barakah in our risk and everything. May Allah grant us tawfiq to at least all my said, as in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to recite Durood Sharif abundantly. They say at least 300 times. 300 times, if anyone is reciting Durood Sharif in a day, is regarded like abundant Durood Sharif. Minimum amount of abundance is 300 times. So make sure 300 times, you should make sure that you must recite. For 100 times, you need only 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, you can complete 100 times Durood Sharif. So 100 times in the morning, afternoon and evening, if you make sure, just 300 times at least in the Durood Sharif, Allah will grant you all the needs and necessities of the dunya and akhirah.